If you're feeling tired, stressed, or sore, you're right where you need to be. This will be a yummy practice today that will leave you feeling centered and ready for whatever's next. So we'll take a moment to land here on the mat in base position, inviting your breath to lengthen and deepen, letting the breath take you inside your body. And in your own time, inviting the love from the core of the earth to rise up through the soles of your feet and begin filling you with its high frequency love. Once you feel full of that unconditional love, imagine wrapping yourself in a blanket of love, the love tucking you in all snug, so you feel fully supported, fully lovable. And as you snuggle into this love, let your heart's voice emerge. If there's anything your heart wishes to communicate to you today, let her speak to you now. Inhaling the full gravity of your heart's inner wisdom. When you next breathe out, feel the full weight of your hips and back sinking down into the padding beneath you. Feel into the space around your groin and into your hip sockets. And when you next inhale, breathe softness into these spaces. Feel the weight of your thighs sinking into your softened hip sockets. Let them come home. Sensing the weight of your skull, explore the length of your neck, letting it soften and be free. Feeling the extra space, the extra length as it relaxes. Embrace this unfolding. Let go of any goal and simply be present here in your body, here and now. Breathe deep into yourself, into this place of stillness. And if there's one area of your body that needs some love today, let your hands be drawn to that area now, resting them in this place, breathing deep into this place, touching, stroking, caressing this place, however you feel guided. If you're feeling tight through your neck and shoulders, you might like to lace your fingers behind your head and place the pad of your thumbs into the cleft, that little dip just underneath the lowest part of the base of your skull. Let yourself accept a massage through the base of your cranium. You might even like to mix this with a little rock around the pelvic clock for a nice dose of craniosacral therapy. Simply trust that you know the exact touch you need today, however that looks, however that feels for you. Allowing your movement to fade into stillness now. Take a moment here to set a powerful intention for your practice. Repeat your intention out loud, honoring the power of word and the power of thought. During our moon time, we're even more susceptible to the messages we tell ourselves and the intentions we create. They sink deep into our subconscious, hence why it's so important to create that space for healing each month. So draw your feet together, let your knees recline out to the sides like an open book for goddess pose, resting your hands on your belly, maybe your groin, wherever you feel your hands drawn. Accept where you are today, and if you need pillows under your knees for a little extra support, take them now and let gravity gently release your groin and hip joints. As you journey deep into your subconscious, using the breath to invite your legs open 1 micromillimeter at a time. Take these sweet, private moments to really appreciate your body and all it does for you. Smile deep into your body and feel that smile flower onto your face. Feel the joy that comes from smiling. Smiling just for the sake of smiling, knowing that a smile is all it takes to begin the healing process. Understanding the importance of attending to the mind and body as one, take 2 more long, nice, smooth breaths here, letting everything go on the exhalations. Bring your fingertips to the outer edges of your thighs and draw your legs together. Taking them into your chest, give them a nice hug, maybe rock from side to side a couple of times. And when you're ready, rock and roll yourself at least 3 times along the floor before coming up into easy pose. take your blanket or pillow and place it under your booty now so you have a nice comfy seat for alternate nostril breathing. Feeling your heart lifting, crown tall, find places in your body to ground down. Elbows heavy, shoulders drawing to the earth, jaw letting go. And enjoy the delicious, gentle stretch this creates within the body. Give yourself permission to put any thoughts or to-do lists aside, let it all go, so that you can focus on the breath. Sometimes that's all it takes. Allow your left hand to settle on your left knee, palm up, and take your right hand, blocking off your right nostril with your thumb. Closing your eyes now, inhale long and slow through your left nostril, inhaling until you can't inhale anymore. Switch nostrils and exhale slow and steady out of your right nostril. Once you're empty, inhale through your right nostril until you're completely full. Then switching nostrils, exhale through your left nostril. Continue this breathing pattern going as slow as your breath will allow. Staying nice and tall through your spine, let any thoughts go, drop any baggage, and be here with the breath. Let the breath calm your nervous system and restore balance to your brain. Be present to the breath, filling and leaving your beautiful belly as you invite in a sense of warmth and ease. Let this be gentle but full as the breath takes you inward. Once you let out your next breath, take your right hand to your right knee, palm facing up. Inhale through both nostrils and exhale a soft, silky sigh. Reconnecting with your sit bones as they root down, supporting you here in this pose, your head reaching for the sky. Inhale here, and as you exhale, let your left ear reach for your left shoulder for half moon neck rolls. Inhale as you roll your chin along your collarbone ever so slowly until your right ear comes as close as it can to your right shoulder. Then exhale your chin back along your collarbone all the way to the other side. Continue to travel back and forth along your collarbone, dropping your chin to your chest, being super mindful of how your neck feels. And simply let the breath balance out your energetic system and offer relief to your physical body. As you slowly roll from side to side, notice the muscle groups that are influenced by this movement. The muscles in your neck, your shoulders, your shoulder blades, through the middle of your back, around your collarbones, and the front of your chest. Simply notice how different parts of your body express different responses as part of this practice. Experience this connection and how your body is but one entity, whole, complete, moving as one. Feel into your fullness, your completeness. Once you finish your final roll, bring your head back to center. Look left, look right, look left again, feeling the stretch, right again, stretching out the other side, returning to look forward. Feel your spine comfortably tall, eyelids heavy, chin tucked in a touch, jaw relaxed and throat open. Take three silky, soft, sighing breaths in through your nose, soft and slow as you can, out through your mouth. Pour each sigh through you like a long, warm wave traveling from the crown of your head down your spine, through your sacrum, and deep into your sit bones. If your body's feeling weary, take your time coming onto all fours for Pussycat today. If you're feeling a little tender, that's okay. Simply make the practice what it needs to be for you today. Hands under shoulders, fingers spread like a starfish to activate your heart and help you balance and ground down. Knees hip width apart, really set yourself up for greatness by finding a strong foundation here. Feel your tailbone and the crown of your head gently pulling away from each other to create a succulent stretch through your spine. As you inhale, notice how your breath moves you. Your belly subtly rounds down to the earth on your inhalation and how it draws back on your exhalation. Allow the natural movement in that comes from full breaths in and full breaths out. Simply letting the breath be what moves you. And when you feel ready, let those breaths move you into a full pussycat, lifting your tailbone on the inhalation, softening your tummy as your head looks into the space in front of you. And as you exhale, curling your tailbone toward the floor, the middle of your back toward the ceiling, your head looking down to your beautiful vagina. Continue to come into a broad, spacious bow on your inhalations before arching through your back on your exhalations, simply going at your own gentle pace. Keep a little buoyancy in your elbows as your hands press away from the mat. Continue to seek out length and breadth through your spine as you move through the pose. You're looking for a delicious sense of spaciousness in your body. Feel your pelvic floor naturally engaging as you exhale and relaxing as you inhale. Coming back to your starting position, bring your two big toes together, take your knees as wide as your yoga mat, walk your hands out forward and send your sit bones back to kiss your heels into an active extended child's pose. Really feel the energy in your arms as your forehead kisses the mat. You may even like to lift up your palms and come onto your fingertips like you're a pussycat with your claws out. Draw the top of your shoulders away from your ears and pull back a little and take some slow surrendered breaths here, breathing right down into your back body. Feel the stretch through your hips and shoulders, your forehead pressing gently into the mat. This is your third eye point or your point of intuition. So let the voice of your true self be heard as you breathe deep into this pose. Bring your hands just in front of your knees, and as you press down through your palms, roll up ever so slowly through your spine, one vertebra at a time, bringing your knees together so you're in rock position. When you arrive, loop your shoulders back a couple of times, let out a sigh. Hands on the floor next to your knees, inhale deep into your belly, and as you exhale, extend your left leg behind you so you're sitting on your right heel for T-Rex pose. Peeling your fingers off the floor, bend at the elbows so your palms are shining forward. Hug your elbows into your ribs and inhale your chest up and open for a slight back bend. Your face looking to the sun, feeling length through your neck, or tucked into your chest, whichever feels the most nurturing for you. Feel the lift coming all the way from your tailbone. You want lots of space in your spine here. Take a moment here to find support if you need it by placing your fingertips back on the floor, or continue to hold them for a stronger stretch. Refine the pose. Stay strong in your legs, pressing away from your yoga mat. See if you can soften the skin on your face and simply pay attention to how this pose feels for you in this moment. Drift your hands back down to the floor if they're not already there. Engage your navel, let your spine be tall as it comes back to central. Inhale your left leg back into rock pose. And take a moment here to take a full breath in and a full breath out. Then inhaling down to your belly again, on your exhale, send your right leg back out behind you, bringing your hands up into your T-Rex stance. On your next inhalation, let your heart be drawn up to the sky, bask in this small back bend. Let your inner T-Rex come out and hold you in this pose. Feel her strength, her power. Keep awareness through the tops of your shoulders, loop them back if you feel them creeping up. Invite them to relax. Nice deep breaths here. Continue to evolve and immerse yourself into this pose. Big breaths in and big breaths out. Don't be shy. Take this time to really explore the breath, and that way you can really explore your body. Engage your navel, and as you inhale, gently lift up and out as you bring your spine back to neutral, hands on the floor. Draw your right leg back in to meet your left. Take a full breath here in rock pose. Big toes together, spread your knees slightly. Inhale your spine tall, and as you exhale, swim your hands behind you as you fold your torso down, right until it's snug between your thighs, forehead coming to the floor to gently stimulate your third eye point, arms by your side, palms up. Rounding your spine, feel your sacrum broaden, your tailbone drawing down towards the earth, and simply enjoy the yumminess here in child's pose. If you feel drawn to massage your point of intuition, you can rock your forehead side to side on the mat. When we explore fully supported restorative practices, we need to give ourselves time to be here. And as we immerse ourselves into the experience, our body starts to soften and heal. If you feel any resistance to staying here in this pose, take that as an invitation to sink a little deeper. Feel the padding of the mat rise up to support you, hold you. Find a little stillness as your heart melts towards the mat. And simply take this time to think about what you're thankful for. Swallow once or twice. Slide your palms underneath your shoulders. Gently roll your torso back up, one vertebra at a time, until you return to rock pose. Moving from a place of being fully connected to your core, fully connected to your inner voice, come onto your belly for Sphinx pose, legs straight and hip width apart. Rotate your thighs inward and actively reach through your toes to the wall behind you. Booty cheeks relaxed, place your elbows right under your shoulders, forearms flat on the ground. Look forward if you wish, or draw your gaze down a touch so you can feel length through your neck. Refine the pose, pressing down into the tops of your feet, your palms and your pubic bone, while at the same time keeping your buttocks soft. Engage your belly, elongate through your spine as you feel your back bend being born from the lift in your heart, only stretching as far as you can keep space in your lower back. Find broadness in your upper body, open through your chest, feel your elbows actively pulling toward one another, and take time here to consciously be here in this pose. We're aiming for opening and expansion, so feel the lengthening from your pelvis to your chest. Stay with the pose, breathing deeply into the core of your being, with each inhalation feeling your abdomen pressing into the rich earth as your crown reaches for the sky, neck long. Really open your heart on your next inhalation. And as you exhale, lower your body down to the floor. Bring your hands on top of each other to support your head as it lowers down. And rest here on your belly. You might like to move your hips from side to side a little. Shimmy into the mat. Or if you're feeling a little vulnerable, you might like to rest in child's pose to counteract this delicious backbend. Whichever you choose, simply melt there, letting go of any frustration that you might be holding so that you can feel more space in your body, in your mind, and in your life. How you move from one pose to the next is everything, so take your time coming into rock pose. Big toes touching, be graceful as you spread your knees as far apart as your body will allow. Bring the palms of your hands together into prayer position, and then turn your hands forward so your fingertips are pointing out in front of you in preparation for sacrum grinds. Spine tall, inhale all the way down to your belly, and as you exhale, keeping your core strong, glide your body forward until your forearms are resting on the floor, elbows under your shoulders, knees in line with your pelvis. You should feel a really juicy stretch in your groin. If you don't, take your knees a touch wider. Spine long like your crown is shooting forward as your tailbone shoots back behind you. Hug your tummy to your spine, gaze straight down, and start to give your hips some love, drawing tiny, tiny circles with your sacrum. It doesn't take much movement at all to begin to open up your groin, so take it super slow and make the circles as small as you can. Allow the sweet, sensual energy of your sacrum to spiral all the way up your spine, breathing slowly and fully to help awaken the energy and encourage it forth. Keeping your core strong, allow your spirals to pause. Then gently begin to spiral back in the opposite direction, letting the movement be a luscious experience as you breathe deep into your sacrum to help it wake right on up. If you feel drawn to moan or make sound, this will certainly amplify your experience here. You might even like to spiral your sacrum next time you're making love, but for today, come into stillness. Take a deep breath into your sacrum. And as you exhale, keeping your arms out in front of you, draw your booty back to sit on your hunches for extended child's pose. Take this opportunity to sink deeper into your hip stretch. Resting here, this is your best friend pose, your go-to pose whenever you need some time out. Keeping lots of space between your ears and shoulders. If you feel drawn to rock your hips side to side, you can. As you inhale, fill your back body with air, feeling the stretch. As you exhale, send your sit bones further back, further towards the earth, feeling your spine lengthen. Melt your heart even further down, heart to earth, bow to the earth, bow to yourself, bow to all that is. Gracefully draw your hands to your knees now and take your time slowly rolling back up, all the way back up into rock pose. Take a moment to let the blood return to your head. Breathe into your heart. Connect. And from there, really take your time coming up to standing, especially if you have low blood pressure. Once you're on your feet, edge your feet a little further than hip width apart, slightly turned out. Tripods planted firmly into the ground, the tripods being the ball joints of the big toes, the ball joints of your pinky toes and your heels. Feel your arches activated, torso and spine lengthening. Bring your hands together into prayer pose in front of your heart. Inhale a full breath down to your pelvic floor. And as you exhale as slow as you can go, travel down into a yogic squat, keeping your heart as lifted as possible, knees bending with control, angling out over your feet. Once you get there, take a moment to find conscious footing. Feel the earth come up to support you as you ground down through the tripod in both of your feet. Using a towel under your heels, if you can't get your heels to touch the floor, that's okay. Be really mindful of the connection your feet make with the earth and feel yourself drawing energy up through all three arches in your feet. Really connect to your roots. Feel the resistance as you press your elbows into your inner thighs. Feel a nice expansion through your torso. Let your hips sink toward the floor. Let your buttocks soften, relax. Lift up through your chest, spine tall, shoulders relaxed. Close your eyes and breathe deep. Intend to create more space in this pose, more length through the curve of your spine, so you can come into the full expression of the prayer squat. Focus on the sensation, the stretch, really enjoy it. Keep your feet active here, rooting down through the tripod in both feet, feeling energy rising up through your arches. Think tall as your feet ground down. When you're satisfied, place your hands on the floor between your feet. Inhale, and as you exhale, gently press your booty up into the air as you straighten your legs into forward hang, pressing into the tripods in both feet for that support. Drawing your navel up towards your spine, hang forward. If you need to walk your feet out a little wider, please do take a moment to find your footing so your legs can find space to stretch and melt into the pose. Bend your knees as generously as you need to release your lower back so that you can hang forward like a rag doll, head letting go completely. You might like to grab your elbows and gently sway from side to side, place your hands on the mat, or let your arms hang. Go with what feels juicy for you today. Take time creating space in this pose, allowing your legs to lengthen and release. If you feel drawn to add a little conscious movement, invite space into your hammies as you straighten them, even for just a second at a time. Feel the activation through your legs and feel the arches of your feet drawing up as your tripods plant down into the earth. Maintain that connection. It's so important here. There's a network of muscles and fascia that connects from the soles of our feet all the way up to our brow. So feel the stretch right through your back line. Immerse yourself in that spinal extension, letting the energy move from your feet to your crown. Take nice, solid, sweet, deep breaths because that's what's going to help create more space in your spine. Really relish your time here, nice and loose in the neck and head. This can be a really yummy place to come if you don't have time for a full yoga practice. So feeling your footing strong, grounding down into the earth, your arches drawing up, bend your knees as generously as you need to place your hands on the floor and leading with your heart, bring your booty back down into a squat. Feel your tripods reaching down into the core of the earth. Take a full breath here. Feel the breath energizing you before sending it back out into the ethers. Slowly take your fingertips behind to support you as you gently place your booty on the earth, sending your legs out long. Let them move a little. It should feel really, really nice. They've just done a lot. So give them a jiggle. You might like to windshield wiper them from side to side, whatever you feel drawn. And you might feel an awesome tingly feeling running all the way down your legs. If you do, simply be with that or be with whatever it is that you're experiencing in this moment. And when you're ready, if you're using props today, place a small folded blanket, a booty space away from a wall in preparation for legs up a wall pose. Then don't worry about being too graceful here, but do maintain your core and roll into the pose as your body allows you, so that your sit bones are right up against the wall. If you need to make any adjustments, take a moment to do so now so that you can feel fully supported in this legs up a wall pose. And you want to keep your pretty pins relatively firm, just enough to hold them vertically in place up the wall. If that's too intense, let your knees be soft. Release the heads of your thigh bones and the weight of your belly deeply into your torso toward the back of your pelvis. Soften your eyes and turn them down to look into your heart. Take long, smooth, mindful breaths here. Really allow the weight of your legs and your hip sockets to drop down into the ground or into the space you've created for your booty if you're using a blanket to support your lower back. This is a really juicy, yummy pose where you can simply kick up your feet, lie back, and enjoy the nutrients of this practice. Drop right into your body, feel the nerves tingling, the cells resonating. Bring your attention inside your skin. Forget there is such a thing as the past and the future. Simply be here, now, in your body. Turn down the sound of your thoughts as if adjusting the volume on the radio, and enter the loving silence at your core. From here, we'll move into the pretzel stretch using the wall today. So bend both of your knees so the soles of your feet are flush against the wall. Take your right ankle and rest it on your left thigh, flexing your right foot so you really feel that stretch. And be sure to keep your pelvis square and rotated so your spine isn't being pushed into the floor. Hold it here. And then we'll switch legs. So your left ankle is on your right thigh, flexing your left foot. This is a really nice hip opener. So again, letting yourself breathe deep into the stretch. To come out of the posture, hug both knees into your chest and melt on over, rolling onto one side. Then simply making your way back onto your mat for Sleeping Beauty Pose. Set up your little feminine love tent now. Take whatever props you need, blankets, cushions, pillows, and snuggle right on in. Make yourself a cozy cocoon. A love cocoon for your sweet relaxation. As you sink into the mat, let go of any parts of the body that may be holding or gripping, and let your body relax into the earth, like you've just met with some soft, warm moss. Make your breath supremely soft, surrendered, present. Feel your heart open. Feel your feminine energy present here, in this moment. Let any thoughts and feelings, let them begin to move into stillness. To help this process, simply become more interested in the sensations of your body. Bring your awareness to the various sensations, Notice what you notice with the curiosity of someone who's just stepped into a physical body for the very first time. What is it like to be in this physical body? What do you notice? What do you feel? Where do you feel heavy? Where do you feel light? How is your weight distributed? What does your skin feel like? Is there any tingling, any vibration? Simply sense yourself here in this moment, letting your kinesthetic and organic awareness become increasingly alive. As you become more aware of sensation, you'll start to become more aware of the energy flow within you. As your sensation becomes more and more sensitive, you'll begin to observe your thoughts and feelings as they start to take form, before they steal you away from your center. Allow any thoughts to enter and leave without judgment, without analyzing, and simply start to follow your breath. What do you notice about your breath? Where does your breath create movement? Where does it feel restricted, free, open? Where does the breath flow? And notice how your breathing influences how you sense yourself. Continue to practice sensing yourself, letting your sensations guide and ignite you. Learning how to feel, how to sense oneself like this, it's a crucial part of self-healing. Listening to our bodies so it can communicate to us the insights that we need to hear for the healing to occur. Enjoy these final moments of creating the space for your body to be heard and to be felt. Sensing your eyes now, keep them closed and begin to tap your fingertips around your delicate eye area, waking it up, tapping up to the forehead and as far down as the chin. Cup your hands over your eyes now, blink your eyes open. And slowly part your fingers to let a little light in. Removing your hands, invite your eyes to draw big, big circles, one circle per inhalation, one circle per exhalation. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, let out a sigh as you take your arms above your head. From here, stretch your right arm and left leg away from each other. And stretch your left arm and right leg away from each other. And continue to give your body a nice full body stretch as you alternate here. Drawing your knees into your chest now. Enjoy a delicious hug as you cradle your knees in tight. Then chin to chest, begin to rock and roll along your spine, rolling as many times as you need today. That's it. Give your spine a lovely massage. And whenever you feel ready, simply make your way up into rock pose for your self-love blessing. We'll seal in today's practice now by inhaling as you scoop your hands through your auric field, gathering in all the love, palms meeting overhead. Exhale your hands down to your heart. In prayer position, loop your shoulders forward, up and back. Feel the energy of your heart lift you and hold you here as you voice your self-love blessing, feeling the energy of those words vibrate through you. Inhaling to begin. Parting your knees a touch, hinge forward from your hips, letting your breast snuggle into your inner thighs as you take this time to be grateful for all you have and all you are, knowing that this time is a gift to go inside and explore your deepest, most intimate self. Softly rolling up only when you feel drawn to end your practice today. Take a moment to smile deep into the core of your being and know that today is an invitation to surrender, to let go, and to enjoy the beauty of your inner voice guiding you through a day of peaceful ease.